Yep, it's time.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media Sports Talk with the guys. Hold on, buddy, one quarterback's on Saturday.
How's it going, everyone?
He's the big dog, and
you're the scorekeeper.
That makes us dangerous.
Yes, folks, it is. The odd couple have nothing on us, baby. Good morning, big dog. How are you?
Well, yeah, I do, because one was me, but we're both slobs.
Not if you look at my desk at my place of employment, which it looks like I have been offered a permanent spot there in Hellhole USA,
definitely.
Otherwise known as where I used to live.
I was about to say, how many years were you trying to get there?
Oh, we're not done yet. But you know what? It's just like, this is now Chapter 2. I have now entered the Empire Strikes Back. I am fleeing Hoth, and I'm like, all right, here comes the asteroid field. How apropos, huh? And I'm going to deal with those more. Did you know that the people on the 605 are the most stupid people? No, hold on, I had to get back. No, the people in Bolin Park are still the most stupid people in the world. Fuck Bolin Park. You know, the city of Bolin Park, the residents, everyone, they're stupid. Stupid.
God, they're stupid.
Yes. You took it right from me. Good morning, big dog house. But the people in the 605 are right along there with them. I think the worst ones in the world are the 5, the Interstate 5 freeway. Big dog, but you are a world traveler. You have traveled.
Yes, I have.
How many nations have you been to? You've been to Canada, United States, and Mexico, right?
I've never been to Canada.
Then you are the same world traveler that I am.
I've just, like, been that close.
You've been to Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Okay. So, aren't you? Anyway, that was good. So, big, don't do that this early in the morning. Do not blow me a kiss this early in the morning, please. Look, I have the coffee made for you, and I have the creamer and the sugar. Whatever you want, big dog, I wanted to make it right for you this morning.
I would like to take a second to congratulate a former Noriega Girl of the Year on her birth of her first child.
Did you?
I don't know why, but for whatever reason, they were making fun of her, Miss Scarlett Johansson, for naming her baby Rose Dorothy, a normal name. So,
Titanic and the Yellow Brick Road, sure.
But congratulations
Rose
to you.
Rose Dawson!
Well, congratulations to her, because I'm pretty sure that body's going to come back better than ever.
That lucky bastard, the Beyonce.
Because she is known for her most ample assets.
As Scotty from the reboot said, hi, I'd like to get my hands on her ample nacelles if you had to try to give the engineers parlance.
Now that she has given birth, that you know how they grow exponentially when you're pregnant.
That's unfair. Now that I think about that stupid, lucky, damn rat bastard.
She's like she was like a 36D, probably going to be like a 36 double D or
Oh, my Lord, is it possible? But speaking of possible, we're going to bring him on right now. He is the man of the hour. Here he is. I believe you can get me through the night. Okay, he doesn't. Dream, you know, we are avid coffee drinkers, and this morning the big dog, I provided the creamer and the sugar for him, and he was having trouble opening it. And then he says, oh, push, do I get to pop the cherry? He's saying this while your music is going on. It is true. Good morning, Dream. How are you there, pal?
Great. Good morning, scorekeeper, big dog. Good to be here. Oh, man. That was the best best opening ever. I come in, the big dog went, oh, God.
That's right.
Indeed, that is right. Well, good morning, folks. We are going and blowing. I want to put it out there on Twitter as well. Give me one quick moment. Let's get it here. Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. I'm making the announcement. Sports Talk. Oh, spell it right, stupid. Sports Talk. Oh, spell it right, stupid. Sports Talk with, oh, God.
Give it up.
Shut up. With the guys. Oh, that was
easy. H-E. G-U-Y-S.
Check your Facebook, people, and your Twitter, and your Blog Talk Radio. We are live. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I want to thank Javalia for being the official sports drink of Sports Talk with the Guys. And, folks, when you're drinking, it's Javalia, coffee of champions. No doubt about it. And, of course, folks, for those of you that know and don't know, very few people know that I only have, well, there are a few likes in my life. Another one that I have, in addition to being able to spell correctly, is Florsheim, the shoe of whatever. It just doesn't roll out, does it?
The shoe of champions.
The shoe of champions. The shoe of sports champions. The shoe of the cellar dwellers. The shoe of the cellar dwellers. Yes, you are the Sports Talk with the Guys. Home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday, otherwise known as the Cellar Dwellers. Yeah, you want out now, Dream? That's been our code name for a long time.
I think Darlene went to the Dodger game yesterday.
No, I think he's okay with that one. Darlene went to the Dodger game? All right. Folks, I do want to thank everyone. As you know, I've been detached since sometime on Tuesday. It's been a blur. I am freaking tired. I woke up maybe my customary. No, I always wake up at 5:09 on Saturday morning. I think I woke up at 5:50. It's just been a blur. The whole thought of having the big dog knocking on the door, I just didn't want to. I didn't want to hear his whimpering. That's what it was.
So, I've woken you up once or twice.
I know that one time the show did start late. I'm like, oh my God! I was so beat. And, you know, I'm very beat, but, you know, the mama is home, thank goodness. And, you know, there are a lot of questions that we're going to have answered from the home that she's at. Because, you know, she is at a 24-hour care facility. And we're going to be finding out very, very soon the full details of everything. But this was her second stroke, her second episode. Her first one was a massive one in 2003. And this one, as I posted, you know, if you ever have a stroke, this is the one you want to have. But much to my depression, as I did post it, when I went to see her, she really didn't recognize me at first. She had a look like, who in the hell are you? And I said, you know, I am Roger. And she just looked. And I said, wow, I feel like I'm at a Yankee game. So I'll just go along with this. I have my ticket right here. Do you see my little ID? Which I posted on Facebook. And there was a reason for that. You know, I said, well, I'll give my mom credit. It didn't have my name on there. I said, has Rose been here? She got all jazzed. Has Elma been here? Again, she got all jazzed. Has my older brother, Louis? She had a big old smile on her face. Yes, since we have three of the four, I am the fourth one, Roger. A blank look. It looked like, are you sure that's him? Are you sure him is you? And I was like, this happened the night of the stroke, too. I remember being there in the hospital room at Downey Memorial, or Downey Hospital. And I was there trying to be as serious as I can. And, you know, talking to her, and there was no emotion. And then my brother comes in, my sister, my other sister, and tears everywhere.
WTF for those of you that want to put in the expletive and don't want to hear it. So I'm like, what the hell? Whatever.
So, you know, it is what it is. So we're just going to move on. But I do want to thank everyone.
Yeah.
I did post what I did because it's real. All the little likes, all the comments, you know, my wife read them, I read them, and again, without getting overtly emotional, as the scorekeeper can and does, you know, my wife is, you're such a girl. I got that from my girlfriend, I got that from my wife, and I get that from the following here at Sports Talk with the Guys. Where is that, where he sees you're such a girl? It's a very famous moment. Oh, Scruff! JD! Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
One of your favorite shows?
One of my favorite shows, yeah. One of the patients early on, you're such a girl. Oh, well. Good morning, Matt Alvarez, the star of the Matt Alvarez Sports Opinion Show on Fridays at 1 p.m. in the chat room. Thanks for joining us, Matt. Good morning!
I found a t-shirt I want.
What's the t-shirt? You're made in 1966? Age to perfection. Oh, that's nice. All right. Well, that's good. Folks, NFL football started this Thursday, and the scorekeeper is already ahead in this one game because the running back from Seattle did well. But Wes Welker, the stupid, dumb bastard, was one of my high picks.
That idiot. He swears he didn't do it.
Oh, he swears he didn't do it. Yeah, like the little kid that says, it was just an accident. It was just an accident. Accident and mistake are the exact same thing. It is a choice of your own volition.
Yep, you choose not to pull out, accidents happen.
That was, but you were going along with my little juvenile thing. I was referring to vehicular accidents.
It could happen in a vehicle. A lot of that happens in a vehicle.
You know what? There you go. Wow. USC plays today, UCLA.
Not that Matt would know anything about that.
Oh, cut it out. My Raiders are doing good, too. What, did the Raiders win?
They didn't lose.
Oh, that's right. Hey, y'all, to the Raiders. See, we can steal that song now because the Redskins can use that.
The Redskins?
Yeah, the Redskins. I can't. Are you making fun of my pronunciation at 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
What did I say?
The Redskins.
The Redskins. All right, whatever. It doesn't matter what I call them because the Redskins can't use their name anymore.
I know the song.
Hey, maybe they'll just drop the D from the name and just go by the Redskins.
You may have heard it here, folks. You may have heard the scorekeeper slurring his speech this early in the morning. So, well, thank you, Dream. They may be going by the Redskins now. We may just call them the Redskins. We're
just,
not violating
we'll call them
anyone.
The Redskins until they come up
old,
with something different.
I'm sorry, you want to come up with something different?
No, I said until they come up with something different. Let's call them the Redskins. Just like we got the...
God, we are racist this morning, aren't we?
Wow. I have something to delve into your memory bank.
Memory is shot. I'm running on. Scotty, we need artillery power now.
This is Christmas season at Thrifty Drugs.
Holy
back in the day.
Crap.
How many
Poor
times?
Dreaming,
did,
huh?
How many times did we try and have this scam on us?
Oh yeah. Oh, that is cool. It's a dollar bill with the ends cut off, and they put 20s.
Yep.
That was so stupid. You're using tape, you moron. Have you had that happen yet, Dream? Where they hand you a $1 bill and the ends are cut off with 20s?
I haven't seen that. I got somebody came in. They had a dollar bill ripped in half, literally half of a dollar bill, and they tried to give it to one of my employees as a dollar. And I was like, "Don't you dare take that! Like you cannot seriously consider accepting that as a form of payment." Like, well, why not? It's like it's still like a dollar. I'm like, no, it's not. It's like you don't even get 50 cents for that. You know, like it's no good. You can't take it.
And you know what? You probably could. You could probably get 50 cents for that. You really could. Because some manager would say, exist, you dumbass.
Oh, man. Then,
actually, those bills would probably remain in circulation, Big Dog.
No, it was cut clean in half, and I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, this guy's going to try to use half of the dollar here and half of the dollar there and try to come up a dollar. It's like, really? You're going to try that, but, yeah. And then I had another lady that tried to swap bills on me the other day. She got cash back, right, and she got $20 back. So I gave her the $20 bill. And she was slow as all get out and, like, stuck the $20 bill in her pocket and pulled out a dollar bill. Was like, and then, like, right in front of me, like, tried to be like, oh, you only gave me a dollar. I was like, ma'am, the $20 bill is still in your pocket. Like, you're wearing – she had, like, a white shirt and a shirt pocket. And I could see the $20 bill still in there. Like, you're an idiot. Just leave. Leave. You have the $20 bill in your pocket. I just gave it to you. I got you on camera. Just leave.
Yeah, but, you know, that's funny, Dream. I probably would have pulled the line of, woman, nothing personal, but if you're going to do that on me, you better wear some darker colors. Because unfortunately, not only do I see the 20, but I see everything else. I get the hell out of here.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Oh, man. It was pretty funny, though.
Oh, hell yeah. It's funny when we get the best of them. It's not funny when we get nailed and written up for being stupid.
Oh,
that's funny. I got taken one time for $40. Two gentlemen.
40?
Yeah, they came in and they screwed me. They got me. It was more than that. They did the fast one on me. One distracted me, one got the money, and they were so good at it. They got me. And I told the manager, he's like, okay, well, all right, that's country box, right? They count the box, and he rolled me up. What the hell?
You're short.
And I was like, but I report. And then, okay, fine, whatever. Damn. I was lucky. I only got written up. Yeah. I mean, we had it on camera, too, but they were long gone. So it was embarrassing.
Man.
It was embarrassing. I had a guy that tried to do that to me, and I ended up taking his money.
He was really bad at it, man.
That's
lovely.
He wasn't that good. He wasn't that good. So when he tried to get me for the 20, I ended up getting his 20. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that was the only time I was short after that because. Now my father used to brag about the fact that he was always on the positive. I said, "Oh, all right, Mr. Ken." Because that's all he ever got. I saw 7 years of upper education in Mexico. Over there, they grade from 1 to 10. Trust me, 1s, 2s, 3s, 4s, and 5s are no good. Okay, you don't want to get those. 10s, 9s, 8s, 7s. 7 years, I saw his report card, and in 7 years, they were all 10s.
Wow.
You understand how difficult it was to score a B in high school? Dad. Hey, Mom, here's my report card. And he never wrote me on it, but to get an A and a B compared to him was a disappointment. And, of course, he said, you do go to school and don't study, right? So, yeah, I got that from you. We got the photographic memory that we hear it once, we write it down, and that's it. That's all we need. Well, unfortunately, my memory didn't make the transition to digital. I'm still stuck in the analog and I ran out of film a long time ago.
My favorite was when my middle daughter, Chloe, was in middle school, and she got her first B. She's been an honor roll student like her whole life, and she got her first B, and she was like in tears. And we're like, what the hell? Like, it's a B. Like, you're good. Don't worry. We're all good. And she's like, no, but I'm an Asian, not a Bijan. I was like, oh, Lord.
But fair enough. You liked it, though. I liked it.
I did.
That was funny. Well, gentlemen, why don't you guys continue with baseball scores right now? Big Dog, I need to pick up something right now.
What do you need to pick up?
I don't know. I'll
be back. What paper?
The paper's right here.
Oh.
No, they're getting here before 6 by a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. He's obviously not illegal, so.
Because he does his job. I'll be back, Big Dog, in about a minute, 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Give us the baseball scores and the standings.
So you need a pee. Okay.
No,
all right, guys.
You know
guys,
he needs to pee because he said standing.
I didn't bring it. I didn't put it in my pocket either.
Otherwise, Big Dog, he would have taken the paper with and said, go over the scores in the sittings.
Oh, no, because then we wouldn't see him for like an hour.
It'd be sports talk with the guys on Saturday nights.
All right, here's the score from yesterday, guys. In 10 innings, it was the Indians over the White Sox 2-1. The Yankees lost to the Royals 1-0. The Giants beat the Tigers 8-2. The Boston Red Sox they actually won the game. Shit. They beat the Blue Jays 9-8. The Rays beat the Orioles 3-0. The Rangers lost to the Mariners 7-5. The Angels, my mighty Angels, won once again and beat the Twins 7-6. The Astros beat the Athletics 4-3. The Pirates and the Cubs was suspended in the seventh game, tied 3-3. It will resume at 3 p.m. today.
What's that?
The Cubs-Pirates game. It was suspended in the seventh inning. Why?
I don't know.
Why do they usually suspend a game, sir?
Because of rain? Continue with the story.
The Phillies beat the Nationals 9-8. The Tigers, New York Mets, beat scorekeepers, Cincinnati Reds. They clobbered them, almost tripled up on them, 14-5. Of course, the Marlins beat Ryan's Braves 11-3. And the Cardinals lost to the Brewers 6-2. The Padres got goose-egged by the Rockies 3-0.
Got goose.
Yep, the Dodgers doubled up on the Diamondbacks, 2-1. That was the finals. Do you need the standings?
I'm actually going to go to the standings right now, folks. Here they are in Major League Baseball over in, why the hell are they all doing? Okay, here we go. In the American League East, Baltimore, 82-58, 9.5 ahead of the Yankees. In the Central, Kansas City, 78-61, 2 games ahead of Detroit. In the West, the Los Angeles Angels of Chavez Ravine are 85-55. Bunch of fives there. I got confused.
Man, how long has it been since they were 30 games over 500?
It's been like
3 years?
A lot more than that. They're 85-55, and they're 6 games ahead of Oakland, who is just dying. Let me see. Adam Dunn has been there for... Yeah, they suck.
He homered in his first at bat with them.
And he singled right after that, and everyone called him the great Adam Dunn. And at that point, I think I broke a TV because I snapped and I threw something at ESPN. Stupid idiots. In the National League East, Washington, 79-60, 7 games ahead of Atlanta. Yeah, they're really opening that one up. Atlanta's in a free fall. But they're not in that much of a free fall. They're only 5-5 in the last 10 games. In the Central, St. Louis now is 3 games ahead of Milwaukee. I called it. I told you St. Louis was going to win.
Milwaukee is they're 1-9 in the last 10 games.
They are sucky, just like the scorekeeper predicted it. I said at the All-Star break, Milwaukee does not have the caballos to run the distance.
You know what it was? They stopped drinking.
They stopped drinking what?
Beer.
You know, really?
Milwaukee?
Oh, okay. That was a good big job. In the West, Los Dodgers are 79-62. 2 games ahead of San Francisco. Way to go, San Francisco Giants. They're not. Now that team is still in it.
They're
8-2 in the last 10 games. Now, finally, in the wild card standing, which this is the one that hurts, Baltimore is the division leader, as is Kansas City and the Los Angeles Angels of Chavez Ravine. Then you have Oakland, which has it 2 games, and Seattle has the other wild card spot. Then you have Detroit is half a game. Cleveland! Goddamn Cleveland! Is tied with the Yankees at 4.5 back. Yeah, the Yankees have a chance, but when you lose 1-0 to the, to the America's Triple A team,
that one
hurt.
Oh, they've been hurting a lot lately. Yes, Dream?
They're 4-6 in the last
It does hurt. Now, in the National League, in the wild card, you have Washington, of course. Then you have St. Louis and the Dodgers as the division leaders. And then you have San Francisco, who has it by 3 games over Milwaukee. Aww. But then Atlanta can squeeze in 1 game back, and Pittsburgh 2 games back. So Pittsburgh can easily make my millennium by knocking Milwaukee out, Atlanta.
Not by losing the last 4 in a row, though.
Yeah, they've been put. Oh, geez, they have?
Yep, they're not 4 in a row.
And the stupid game was suspended. Was the game tied? That
yes,
was suspended?
3-3, yes.
And
it will resume today.
I hear my pussies are coming in.
They're playing with balls. They're playing with your balls.
No, they're playing with my little table tennis balls.
That's what I said. They're playing with your balls.
I'm sure they are.
Your pussies are playing with your balls.
And then Miami's 5 games back, and then you had the mess. See, that's why you all of a sudden, now we're turning into the NBA when you extend these wild cards, because then you allow losing teams to get into the playoffs. And you know what? Only if you win your division do you qualify. Otherwise,
Well, you need one wild card at least to make it so they can play each other.
Well, since we are going to, had I been elected Commissioner of Baseball, we would have expanded to 2 cities and made it 32, and we might as well just make the step and make 4 divisions. And it would have been beautiful. Beautiful. The division leaders win. That's it. That's it. That's all it is. That's all. It's okay. And, of course, I would have opened up to the fans and see what they would have wanted. You see, I am open to the fandom. But there were a lot of other things that I would have resolved as commissioner. So, F you all for, actually, F Major League Baseball management for not electing me.
I have a question for you now. You open it up to, you expand by two teams. You open it up to 4 divisions.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there is no National American anymore. I mean, screw that.
And
as a matter of fact, there was no National.
So technically, you're opening up to 8 divisions. In other words,
there's already 8 teams.
Okay, so
16, that's half.
But do you then take the top 8 teams on each side, or do you let? In other words, like with
all 8 division leaders. No wild card. No, just all 8 division leaders. There's 4 teams per division. And F you if you don't like where you're placed.
That was my next question. So in other words, like the Athletics, let's say the Athletics have the second best record in baseball, which they do now still, but the Angels take the division, and you got a team that's in
Oakland
the...
Oakland Athletics may be in the charge of their own division the way things
but,
are.
But let's just, in other words, you see where...
No!
So
just the division winners. Otherwise, if you have a wild card, even that...
I'm not going wild card. I'm saying you take your top 4 best teams to go in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would like the best 4, but, you know, some bozos are going to want the playoffs. Or you like wild cards, so I'm willing to accept it. I'm willing to open it up. But the reality is baseball is moving towards regional play, and I understand that. And if that's what they want to do, then I would be for it as well. So divisions would be really regional. They would cross National American. Guys, we don't have a National. We don't have an American anymore. It's just, if you're playing the opposition all the time, how can you say there's a division of...
They don't play them all the time. Like, the Yankees and the Dodgers, they play each other every 3 years. That's not all the time.
Yeah, anyway, no, you play everyone now once a year.
So the Dodgers play the Yankees every year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, folks, I do want to welcome lots of people in the chat room. Are you ready to do this? Are you... Oh, by the way...
What are you doing?
Hold on. I want to make this official. Baseball season is coming to an end.
Damn.
Oh, God. Jesus. I'm going damn over here.
Damn!
Holy you bastard. You even did that louder the second time. Well, I think I'm awake now.
No,
you, are you there, Dream?
Not Richard. Tim.
Are you there, Dream?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you went deaf too, didn't you?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Anyway, on Sunday, the last day of the baseball season, Scorekeeper will be doing his annual baseball awards, and I've been doing this. Thank you, Big Dog. I've been doing this for quite a few years now, and usually it's at 7 or 8 p.m. on the last day of the season. Last year it ended on a Wednesday or Thursday, but it's going to be this July the last. Oh, my God, the calendar still says July. I guess it's September now, Big Dog.
Yeah,
it really is September now. Okay, hold on.
It will be on September 28th, and it will be at 6 p.m. It's a Sunday night. I will be doing my program. That one may change to 5 p.m., but it's penalty scheduled for 6. I think Brian does his program at 6, so I'm going to have to change it. But I have to do it in such a way that all the baseball games are over. So it's probably going to be at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. So, Tim, hopefully that won't rock your world and mess it up. But I have invited Tim McLeod to join me live, and we will be giving our baseball awards.
Well, he's giving some comments. He says, Cole Calhoun is a god.
Cool.
He said, we'll take you Angel fans to the promised land.
Oh, he's just blowing you this early in the morning. Thank you, Tim. Thank you. But
he said, yes, it does. So I mean, I guess it messes his world up. But we're going to be asking him.
Two podcasts at one time? But you do one at 7 p.m. Pacific time. You're not doing another one at 5? God. Well, I will adjust the time, Tim, because you want to be there with me, and Tim is going to do it live with me.
The old simulcast.
Huh? What?
You know, remember the old simulcast, like Chick Hearn, radio and TV at the same time? They'll have two podcasts doing it at the same time.
I suppose. Yes, big dog.
Double up on the people.
Why not? Well, yeah, if Tim comes live to our program, I'm sorry, if he's on, I don't know if he comes to it, but if he's live on the program, our audience like triples.
He's going to come to you and he'll be live?
Yeah, I suppose so. Thank you, big dog.
Anytime.
Yeah. Anyway, on the last Sunday.
Let me see here. My regular is at 8 Central, 9 Eastern.
8 Central.
9 Eastern.
Yeah, that's 6 Pacific time. That's why, they moved it? No audience at 7 p.m., huh? So, fine. Anyway, yeah, okay. 5 p.m., Tim. I knew ahead. You see, I was sensitive to you, Tim. I had to adjust the time. So it's 5 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to be doing the baseball awards, or maybe we'll do it even later. I don't know, but I want to do it within a reasonable hour because I know Tim has to go to work on the next day.
So the chips get there a little bit later.
No, the chips must be there.
Well, they'll get there. It'll be a little bit later.
The chips must be there.
They don't have Cool Ranch. Don't worry about it. They're out of Cool Ranch. Canada's out of Cool Ranch.
You better call in, Tim. There's a serious accusation about Canada being out of Cool Ranch. That's true. But anyway, that's disappointing. Let's go ahead. He's been waiting on for a while. Dream, hold on to your pantalones. This is the other guy. Hold on.
The other guy.
Yeah. The other guy. Let's go ahead and do it right. Right. Yeah.
Scorekeeper. Me a favor. Scorekeeper.
Fly ice. Have an order of fly ice.
Yes. Scorekeeper. Turn the music down just a tad so I can hear you. I want to hear you. I miss it. So turn the music down just a little bit. So I can hear.
Well, that's why I'm going to use the one. I'm going to use the one on my iTunes account. That's what
Okay. Very good. All right. Very good.
Yeah. I understand that the one over on Blog Talk Radio doesn't work, but I'm going to go ahead and.
No, you just got to turn.
Oh, there it is. I was stalling Couch Potato because I couldn't find it, but now I did.
Hold all right. Very well.
Quiet. Shut up, big dog. Don't roll it for me.
Take one.
God, this is just an intro. Can you imagine if we did this live? His name is Couch. Potato's in the house this morning. Oh, yeah, he is the hardest working man in sports.
Now that's the one. Now I feel loved. I feel loved.
Yes. Okay, Sonny, I'm glad you feel loved. Now, hold on. We've been stalling. I got to do it right now. Big dog, are you ready? We've got to lean in close. Let's do the one for Tim, because we haven't done Tim's intro live in a long time.
Are you ready? Oh, shit. I heard that. Ready? Ready, big dog?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
And here he comes over that ridge, once again, flowing wind with horse as fast as he can. The snow is melted. He's ready to sell chips. Baseball's playoffs are here because he's Tim. and horse.
You know, for not having done that like in about 8 months.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. I mean, he meant
that was
and
pretty
horse,
funny, actually. Yeah.
That was impressive. I felt for you, Big Dog. But you did it. You did it. I mean,
the Big Dog, the king of ad lib.
King of ad lib. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
King of ad. I was genuinely offended by that. The king of ad lib. I mean, the one that can talk without having reason would be me. And then Dream and I can talk to just
king of the one-liners.
No, I'm the king of the one-liners. You are the king of ad lib. All right, Big Dog.
That's true. You are the king of one-liners.
No, I'm the king of dead air. All right, I can fill dead air.
No, I'm the king of hot air. So you can you got dead air. I got hot air. All right, very good.
I think
that's
Big Dog
good.
Just breaks wind.
I think so too. Want to welcome, of course, Tim in the chat room, the Couch Potato, Michael Bonner, Matt Alvarez, and Laker Fan, of course. Folks, if you have a program on blogtalkradio.com, hey, we love everyone. You want to give us some airtime, why don't you put it in the chat room? We will gladly announce it. I know.
So are you
Tim
a radio whore?
Part.
You love everybody. You're a radio whore. I love that.
I'm emotional. My mom got to the hospital, so shut up. Anyway, that's why I love everyone right now. I even love doctors and nurses and even those little vampires that take the blood.
Oh, my.
Did you just call me a radio whore again? Because again? He called me
again,
a radio
whore. Again would mean that I called it before, and I have never called you that before.
In
so
public.
I could have not
in public.
Told you that.
Anyway, fine, whatever.
Within earshot
of
people.
Yeah, now Tim called me that. Now, you know what? In 2009 and 2010, I could have been called a radio whore because I was on air all the time. I think in my old age now I'm on air like once or twice. I visit chat rooms now. I guess the
troll the chat rooms.
Yeah, I don't troll the chat rooms. Tim says that's new. Yeah, unfortunately it is new. So whatever. But welcome whoever you are. Oh, so Sunny. Yeah, I already announced
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah, it's just
chat.
Me. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
By
the
way, did you like your plaque I put up on your page? Isn't that cool?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you this actor, and my wife got all jazzed. She goes, really, what is this? And then I described what it was, and she says, oh, you made that up for your program? What a waste. That was my wife. She was so dismissive of you using that actor.
No. She's just hard on you. That's, you know, that's the way it is.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
She's just
nothing.
What on me?
I realized what I just said, and I'm not going to repeat it.
Well, folks, I'm glad in our first 40 minutes we actually did get a baseball story in, so I am thrilled about that. Yeah, we're going to continue. I mean, you know what? That's what we do. We just go on and on and on. It's what we do. I am the king of dead air. There's no doubt about it. So,
anything you would like to talk about in baseball? Because
well, very
cool.
There are a few things that happened. We're going to get to it right now. And number one, the whole thing about Ron or Mr. Washington being let go.
So he resigned.
Yeah, he resigned.
No, he resigned.
Well, Oh, all right, Dream.
He was
going to
get fired at the end of the year anyway, but so he just saved them a little time.
He pulled Mike D'Antoni.
Oh, he left before they fired him?
No. I'm pretty sure Texas did the same thing that the Lakers did. They went up to the coach.
You want to control your destiny before we do it?
Yeah, they're like, you know.
And we kind of like you.
We're gonna can your ass.
You've been good.
You want to say face, you've been good. Like, in the case of D'Antoni, I can see that. I'm totally happy. You know what?
You're gone, dude.
It didn't work out because of all the injuries, blah, blah,
blah.
But
we are the Lakers.
But we're the Lakers. You know, like, face, you can quit, or we can just fire your ass. What do you want to do? And I'm pretty sure they did the same thing to Ron Washington.
Ron Washington's case.
But we're going to fire you, so do you want to resign or do you want us to just fire you? Course,
I think in Ron Washington's case, he wanted his money, though. I think that is the reason why he resigned is they guaranteed his contract after he quit. So there you go.
Okay, now, gentlemen, look, let's talk about Mr. Washington real quick.
The personal matter. Maybe that's a
here's the thing, folks. Washington has been the manager of the Rangers while they've been doing very well. And if I'm not mistaken, they're doing really sucky now. Yeah, and they do. And all of a sudden now everyone's calling for Washington's head. And I was
they've
really
been calling for Washington's head for years here, even when they were winning, or at least around here, you know, in sports talk radio down here in Dallas, their scorekeeper. They've been calling for Washington's head even when they were making the World Series.
Well, okay, folks, we are on Blue Waters. Took the one out of my sails there, Mr. Clark. Very good. So then over in Texas, you guys don't think he's the greatest manager there is, right?
No one ever thought he was. Even when he took over for this team 8 years ago, you know, just basically him filling in because they weren't paying anybody anything at the time. Okay.
Oh,
so
he's got to leave. I'm sorry.
See you later,
Tim.
See you later, Tim.
Love you. Yeah. Cool Ranch Doritos and Cherry Coke. That's it. That's what we do here. The official drink, the official copy is Chevalier. The drink, the copy of Champions. The shoe is Florsheim, and some people say Florsheim, but it's Florsheim. But the official drunk drink is Cherry Coke and Cool Ranch Doritos. I have to get some of that so we can have it here.
Well, the official drunk drink for you is Peach White.
You can go to hell with that.
I told you I worked for it.
And you did.
And DreamWorks there now.
How many times you been married there, Vic? Hey, Big Dog, how many times you been married? Just once or twice?
No, he is still married.
Oh, okay.
He's still married. So am I.
Okay.
He dreams is still married, too. And Clark, you're still married. But if you're asking if the house said yes, that might be a different story. The Big Dog is still on the affirmative one. I am on the affirmative one. And Dream is on the affirmative one.
I'm on the affirmative three, so if anybody could be... You know, as Sam Kennison used to say, if anybody could be a tour guide in hell, I'd be your guy.
Wow. Well, I was just gonna say, you know, we're all on the first one. You know, we all understood the terms "till death do us part." You know, and our wives all understood it separately. So if we screw up, we're dead.
I think it's more so she kills you.
Yeah, it does. I'm saying.
Probably here. But when you said till death do us part, a little light bulb went on. As far as Big Dog was concerned. I swear to God. It's like the cartoon. I saw the light bulb go off.
The machine started going off on his chest.
Yeah. Remember Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade and when it dawned in Indiana that his dad also boffed the girl and the little look that Indy Sr. gives, that little half-crooked smile? That's the smile Big Dog had right now. Doesn't know what I'm talking about.
That's
Jesus,
awesome.
Washington, finished with...
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, let's get back to our story. Like, we really give a crap. He's 62 years old. He has 604. He qualified for Social Security. Way to go, buddy.
664 and 611 record in 8 seasons with the Rangers.
What was that again? I'm sorry. Seriously.
664 wins, 611 losses.
Okay.
Only World Series
appearance. 50 games above. In today's day and age, that's actually good.
Two World Series appearances. There are only two World Series appearances.
Yeah.
And he leads the franchise in regular season wins and games managed.
You know, folks, and Tim McLeod did leave the chat room, and he did have a fair comment, that when he was a coach, I think he was with Minnesota, he might have been with Oakland as well. The guy, in my humble opinion, Ron Washington knows the game as well as anyone. He is a teacher of the game. He is a student of the game. When you look at his career numbers, he stayed around baseball for a long time. He had the glove, will travel. He was one of those guys. And when he was in the starting spot, he was good. Having Ron Washington as a player on your team was a good thing. Would have loved to have had him, you know, be a Yankee, but it didn't happen. But anyway, he knows the game, and he's good with kids. But there are some questions about his in-game management. And Texas has been calling for his head for a while. It's the same questions I have or had about Joe Torre, who I call the luckiest manager in the last half of the century.
Of course.
And Joe Girardi. Joe Girardi, as a manager, folks, I think he just watched a lot of baseball. And he's following what came before him. And a lot of people...
So you're saying his in-game decisions are pretty much based on what he's seen more so than his intuition inside?
Okay, I'm going off on Girardi right now. But, guys, this goes on my whole thing about... There are when you carry 18 pitchers on your squad, you know, I mean, what the hell's the point? I remember when there were 10 pitchers for years, for two decades, it was 10 pitchers. And now when you carry 18 pitchers on your squad, I mean, you're just copying what everyone else does, and it's pathetic. It's going to come to the point where after the fifth inning, when the pitcher qualifies for the win, if the poor bastard can go that far, you're going to have a pitcher come in to face every batter. That's it. That's pathetic. It's pathetic. Starters should go. And, you know, Clayton Kershaw, oh, my God. I am on the Clayton Kershaw bandwagon. The guy throws 9 innings on a regular basis. Me likey. I really do.
So does his wallet, because he can throw 9 innings. So they're going to pay him more, too.
You're going to love this stat there, Scorekeeper.
Yes.
Beset by injuries, the Rangers have used 40 pitchers among the 63 players to see action this season.
Both, 18 on staff. Thank you.
Both major league records for the season.
Yeah, well, last week they were debuting their 60th player, which was a major league record.
Well, they did 3 more than 10.
Oh, my Lord.
They've done 63 players.
63 players now? They're going to blow that major league record.
40 of those pitchers.
By a lot.
40 of them are pitchers.
Injuries did do Washington in. We know that he had some drug issues a few years ago, and the Texas Rangers stuck by him.
And management has specified, they say, we don't want to talk about specifics. Ron gave us permission to acknowledge that this was not drug-related. That's all they would say.
Sonny Clark, you out there in the other nation of Texas, what are your comments?
Well, first of all, like I said before, they were looking to get rid of him a long time ago. I mean, when this team was playing well, it was good. And what the problem was, and I'm going to tell you straight out what the problem was, is that he demanded more. That's the reason why you've seen guys pick up and leave. Josh Hamilton, the second baseman who plays for Detroit now, I forget his name. Yeah, and injuries were a big time thing. And one of the problems, at least what was leaking around here, I don't know what got nationwide because I don't listen to baseball nationwide. One of the problems that Ron Washington had was really simple, is some of the guys with the bigger egos didn't listen to him, and he called them out and made them look like idiots when they didn't listen to him and do what he wanted them to do. And that was ultimately one of the biggest problems and if you want to call it a problem with Ron Washington, is basically he did not have a certain amount of players. He had about 80% of support from the players, and the other 20% were too big for the game, too big for Washington, too big for listening to a guy that made maybe not even a quarter of what some of these actual players made. So the simple fact, the lack of respect from 20% of this squad was looking at him straight out because he was one of the lowest paid managers in Major League Baseball. So when they kind of looked at that compared to who they were, they didn't respect the guy. And so that was yet another problem, because he had no control of the locker room over 20%, and those were usually the big paid players.
Sonny Clark, I will grant you a lot of what you said, and I would agree with it. It's a problem that is rampant in all of baseball. When you look at this whole stupid thing, and it is a stupid thing, about the way the players are carrying themselves, this whole thing with this mountain man beard stuff.
Yep.
I mean, oh, my God. I mean, it really is pathetic.
It is.
It really is. And, you know, I'm glad the Yankees have had a dress code from day one. And it's funny. You know, you want to be a Yankee? They say, these are our rules. And everyone agrees to it. Other teams don't have those rules.
But
so,
I understand what you're saying. But the reason why the Yankees can get away with it is because of the prestige of the Yankees and wearing that uniform. It means something. It means something to wear a Yankees uniform versus wearing a Kansas City Royals uniform.
Okay, so wait a minute. So to become a Dodger, the same prestige is not there?
Not quite.
To be a Cardinal either?
Not quite as much, no. It's just like if you put on a Laker uniform for basketball.
Really?
Didn't
Eleanor Roosevelt say something to the effect of...
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, you know, make me feel it's only because you let them...
You know what I'm saying, Roger. It's the fact that you're a Yankee. That means a lot more than say, I'm a Cardinal. Or I'm a Minnesota Twin. That doesn't carry the same swag as saying, I'm a Yankee.
I'm a Marlin.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's why the Yankees.
Hey, Mama, look, I'm a Marlin. I'm Giancarlo.
Because the number is 26. The number is 26 championships there, scorekeeper?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was 27, kid.
Yeah, I just don't know it off the top of my head like you do. What's the next closest team? What's the next closest team that have won the championship in double digits?
The Cardinals, 10.
Okay.
They may have a little more than 10 now. I've lost track. But, you know, we
think they got 11 or 12, but that's the closest. 26 to 12? You know, the
27!
27, sorry. Yeah, I don't know the number. I don't live and breathe Yankee. I only know the Royals. And frankly, I don't even know them either.
Rangers have? How many championships do the Texas Rangers have?
Never.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, Sonny. They have 11.
Last one in 2011.
The Rangers
do? Oh.
The Rangers have 11 championships?
No, the Cardinals.
Oh, got it. Okay.
The Rangers have...
You are suffering from Matt Cal right now, pal.
Big time.
Michael Bonner, who's in the chat room, thank you for listening to the program. I did leave a question for you in the chat room. When is your next program? It looks like you have a program here on Blog Talk Radio. So, let me know. Oh, wait a minute. Looking at it, it's been a little... Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, you're on, like, every week. So let us know when you're on. We'll gladly give you some airtime, pal. Great. We love everyone this morning. It's a salacious Saturday. Come on, Dream, help me out there. The only word that came out was salacious. Do you have another one?
All right, I'm sorry. The only word that came out was what? I was on mute because I'm walking right now.
Oh, you're walking. Oh, I'm sorry. You're probably doing a lot more sports than we are, and you just watch.
Well, we're trying to figure out who has the second most championships.
It's the Cardinals, 7.
Yeah, I think it is the Cardinals. Yeah,
and is there anybody else in double digits for championships?
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think so. No,
so
I think this
one
is like an 8.
That is the reason why. I mean, and I'll give it to the Yankees. This is along the lines of what you're saying about the dress code. You know, it's to me, when I watch the NFL, I can't look at especially Andrew Luck. This guy needs to shave that half-grown goat beard or whatever the hell he's got on his face. Yeah. You look at Peyton Manning, have you ever – and I'm going to ask this seriously. Have you ever seen Peyton Manning not cleanly shaved?
Sonny Clark, you definitely have me at a disadvantage because I, quite frankly, am not paying attention whether it's shaved or not. Let me ask Gridiron Girl. Gridiron Girl, you know what? I'm going to ring Gridiron Girl right now. I can't ring her on the air. But I'm going to contact Gridiron Girl right now and ask her if she is a fan of Mr. Peyton.
I'm glad you reiterated what you said, because I could have sworn you said you were going to ring her. And I was like,
ring.
I was like, oh, boy.
Actually, I've been wanting to ring her for a long time, because I was close to having her on the program, and she suffered. I don't know if she flicked. She's frightened. She's been on air several times.
She's nervous. She's nervous she won't be able to run the program as well as you do, Scorekeeper.
Oh, I don't want her to run the program. I want a sidekick to talk football.
In answer to Sonny's question, the Yankees have 27, Cardinals have 11, the Athletics have 9,
the Red Sox,
yep.
the Red Sox, have, Red Sox have 8,
oh, 8,
the Giants have 7, and the Dodgers have 6.
And
the Reds
that
have
is
5
the...
tied with the Pirates.
And there's something to be said about that. And it comes from dress code. It comes from code of conduct. It comes from Derek Jeter never having hardly ever anything written negative about him in, what, his 17-year career? These are guys that when they walk into New York and they walk into a Yankee stadium and they put the pinstripes on, it is a different mentality, and that mentality is that we will do what we got to do to win, and we'll look good doing it. And there's something to be said about that, and so much so, the NBA is trying to do the same thing with the dress code and everything else. Well, you're not playing. Where's your suit? You know, put your suit on. I mean, represent what you put out there. And there is something to be said about that. Now, do I honestly think a person wearing a suit compared to somebody else, wearing a nice polo shirt compared to, you know, a suit is any different? No. But the problem, at least in the NBA, it's not just the fact that they're not wearing polo shirts. It's wearing their jeans where half the crack of their butts hanging out and everything else. They just want them to look the part. And there's nothing wrong with that.
You know what, Sonny? I do want to say, if you're looking at dress codes and everything else, right now we're in the middle of the FIBA World Cup. If you look at all the coaches and all the benches, they're wearing jeans, they're wearing T-shirts, they're wearing polos. You know, it's much more resemblance of, like, not even a college game. Even college games, you know, everybody's wearing suits and ties.
Yep.
You know, but, I mean, at least in the upper divisions and stuff. But, I mean, we can look internationally, and this is what's out there. You know, you've seen Coach K, you know, he's still kind of dressed up sometimes, but all the other coaches are in jeans and T-shirts. You wouldn't be able to separate them from trainers.
Exactly.
You know, or anybody else. So, I mean, but it's not just dress code. It's how they're instilled inside of them. It's the pride they have in their team. You know, there's a reason USA dominates. It ain't just the dress code.
Well, the dress code brings a different mentality. It
yes.
means that you're professional. You wake up in the morning instead of just throwing on the sweats and a T-shirt, walking to work, compared to, well, I'm going to work. I'm set to work. I'm looking all night. It's a different kind of attitude in your brain
correct.
When you walk in the door compared to slouching over or having a pair of sweats on and trying to fill the part, you know, looking like
yeah.
a bum. And,
you're
and
right.
there's
it's
a different mentality when it comes to that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're 100% because you're putting on, like, for example, you know, you're going into a corporate office, you put on the tie, you put on the suit coat, because you are now representing a company, you're representing a product, and you're selling that product, you know. And if you don't do that, you know, you're just Joe or Bill walking into a building. Second
yep.
you put on that shirt and tie, oh, now I'm the face of whatever product I'm selling, whether it be the Lakers, the Yankees, or Coca-Cola, or whatever.
Yep.
You know, so, no, I'm with you on that.
Well,
some of these motorists driving by me.
I'm sorry, what was that? You, what?
He had a motorist driving by him.
Oh, okay.
What real quick
that?
For you.
For me?
Yes, since you are, you know, the guru of baseball, since Tim's not here. What two teams have never made the World Series?
You can.
Never made the World Series.
Tim
That's
is
a good question.
Impressive. I have to tell you, there's actually a few teams that have not made the World Series.
There's two teams only that have not made the World Series. What are those two teams?
Oh, certainly isn't the Angels and the Padres because they finally made it. We know it's the Royals.
No,
they won one.
I know. I said we know it's the Royals. Oh, I'm sorry. The ones that have not.
Yeah,
okay, hold on.
Chicago.
Hold on. No. Chicago
no,
White Sox, they've been there.
Yeah.
The Cubs have been there. Well, let's go through this. Detroit's been there. The Reds have been there.
You're going to go down the line?
Okay. I think Minnesota might be one of them.
Nope.
Okay, well, there you go. Hold on. The Athletics have been there. The Dodgers have been there. The Padres have been there. The Seattle Mariners, I don't believe, have been there yet. I know the Marlins have been there. Those bastards have won twice. The Rays got their butts kicked.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a National League team.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And hold on. Milwaukee's
Tigers
been there.
Were in there.
Yeah, but it's a National League team now. The Braves have been there. Wait a minute. The Atlanta Braves. No, of course they've been there.
They won.
The Astros have.
Yeah, they've been there.
The Rockies have been there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the Giants, of course, have been there. The Dodgers, the Padres, they've all been there.
And who's National League team?
Go East.
No,
it
can't be the
been.
Rockies.
Oh,
they've
the
been
Washington
been.
Nationals.
I told you that you're going to get.
Yeah, the Washington Nationals.
Those
are
the only two teams that have never been to the World Series. Everyone else has been there. They may not have won, but they've been there. Because the ones that have been there have never
Milwaukee.
Won.
Milwaukee. The Padres,
the Rangers, the Rays. The Padres, the Angels, the Rangers, the Rays, the Rockies, the Astros, the Brewers. Those all made it, but never won.
I remember the Brewers were there in 1982 versus the Cardinals.
Their only appearance.
Yeah, I remember that. And, of course, the Royals versus the Cardinals in 1985. That was a famous Don Dinkinger non-call. George Orta hits a ground ball to second base, and Hurd throws him out, and Orta runs by, and Dinkinger says, "Safe!" That was so hilarious. So hilarious. I understood why I called it safe. And I've explained this ad infinitum, ad absurdum. So.
I didn't realize you guys have lost 13 series.
We've been there so many times.
Yeah, you've been there for.
Well, we're more than 2-1.
You've been there
not
for,
by much.
You've been there for 40. You've been there 40 times and won 27 of them.
Yeah.
That's 40 times. God, what a. That's amazing.
No. It's the Yankees.
You're
going to
say that.
Ah, good Lord.
I think if you add up, I think the bottom 10 teams, I think we've actually been to the World Series more times than they qualified for playoffs.
I love you, Dream.
Yes. I think I want to welcome our guest in the chat room. Thank you for joining. That could be Gridiron Girl, who's a guest. She likes to hide in there as a guest, you know. And let us know, because I sent her the question about Peyton, but how many times has she seen him unshaven? And I left it open just like that, because she's a hardcore Peyton fan.
Why the hell
did we get to dress codes? And that was all because of attitudes, the way you run teams, because of Washington being fired. To sum it up, folks, if you have if you have control from the top going all the way down to the bottom, things are a lot cheaper. The manager doesn't have control because of the way teams run their organizations. And when you have players that are out of control doing whatever they want, whenever they want, that's where you have these managers run into these problems. Because the reality is, when the manager establishes order, what does the team do? They side with the alleged talent because they're that weak because they don't want to come down on the player.
Yeah.
I've noticed the only team that doesn't play that game is, what do you think, the Yankees.
And to show what you're talking about, a great example was in basketball with LeBron James when he was with the Cavaliers. Management let him do whatever the hell he wanted. He was able to bring friends on the plane. He was able to do this. He was able to do that.
Remember.
And he's, you know, what
he had to pay for. Him.
Yeah, and he came. He then goes to Miami, tries to bring his posse on the plane. Pat Riley.
And F you.
Was like, no, we don't play that game here. This plane is for players and team people only. Those guys are not part of the team. They're off. And
did the teams take the wife?
No. There's only certain circumstances where they all allow them. You know, well, they'll allow them to, but for the most part, no, it's players and teams only, team members only. But, you know, LeBron was given a dose of reality, you know, real quick, and Riley was there the very first time it happened, you know, saying, hey, you know, this is Miami. We don't do that stuff here.
Yeah.
You know, we're management. This is what this is, and if you don't like it, you know, we can rescind your contract.
Yeah, we're not welfare creators. Yeah, you do that, LeBron. You pay your posse. You do what you have to, but we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
It's team only.
Yep. And it's a team hotel, it's a team Liz, you know, everything's team, and
let me tell you, the Dodgers are this new management. They let the players do whatever they want. They treat them the way. When that pitcher, that moron, was talking about, oh, Australia sucks, doesn't do anything for me, you know, I would have shut his ass up right away and say, this is a major league issue. We are pushing baseball, expanding baseball internationally.
We don't need you to
shut the hell up. And you know what? We're going to fine your ass for being stupid. Oh, wait a minute. You are a Major League Baseball player. You're right. Yeah, okay. But the Dodgers didn't do anything to him. The Dodgers were going to play in Australia, and remember I called it? I said, he's not going. And he, got hurt. He got hurt right before they were going, and they didn't go down there. I would have fined him that twice. Yeah, seriously. That's like the joke. And Crimson Tide. Well, Mr. Whatever, had they given me the order to drop the nuclear bomb, I would have said, yes, sir. I would have dropped the fucker twice. Yes, sir. Yeah. You keep them in line. Now these guys can do whatever the hell they want. And they know it because management lets them get away with it. So these managers.
How much
have
do you think social media has to do with that, scorekeeper? Because really, obviously, before social media, we really didn't hear a lot of quote unquote personal opinions from players. Okay, you heard players tote the team line when it was with the interview with a media person, toting the line. That's all they, you know, really did in reality when you think about it. Now with social media, toting the line doesn't happen very often because social media gets, it's almost like having a regular conversation with people instead of remember the professionalism of what you are and who you are, like if you're a Yankee or whatever the case may be. How much do you think social media has impacted that whole situation? Listen to us trying to have an intellectual conversation.
Sonny Clark, I don't know how much social media has actually had an impact because you still have Sonny Clark. These guys aren't giving opinions on the side on their own. They're doing this during interviews. They're just being stupid. These players are stupid. And they're being interviewed. Everyone hears it. This isn't some guy, you know, this isn't NDV Media breaking news before everyone else like we always do. I mean, that's social media. Social media, folks, is you getting news from something out of the traditional news sources. Must I list the litany of how we beat so many of the big guys, and we still do? Social media, Sonny, I understand what you're saying, and this is a conversation that we've had for a while now, guys, that social media is trying to create news because there is really only so much news going around. ESPN, and we've been talking about this now, they're trying to stay ahead of the curve, and they're doing relatively a decent job, but the problem is that you have these people that are speaking their mind. They're trying to be Vin Scully. They're trying to be Don Drysdale. And the funny thing is, Don Drysdale is dead, and he's the only one that spoke his mind. Vin Scully doesn't. He calls a game. He doesn't make himself greater than the game. And social media is trying to make the masses.
That's why Ben Scully's so great.
They're trying to make themselves better than the game. That's the problem. Chick Hearn never made himself bigger than the game, but he told it like it was.
Big dog. If you sucked while you were playing, he let everyone know you sucked while you were playing.
He's the one that invented, obviously so many phrases, but he entered garbage time.
Yeah. He invented slam dunk.
What was garbage time? What does garbage time mean?
That means the game is over and you're just playing the game until you hear the buzzer. So you send your guys out there, you send all those scrubs out there, go get some points, go make an appearance, you know, because
no one can say that today, that it's garbage time.
Yeah. You get fined for that now.
Yeah, and he said it. It was garbage time, and he could say all that stuff. Would you give me his famous phrase when the game was over, when it was, you know, 3 minutes to play and they were down by 30?
and the Lakers were going to win this one?
Yeah.
The jello's jiggling.
Jesus, getting hard.
The
butter's in the fridge. The jello is jiggling.
Yes!
Oh,
right.
Man.
I mean, he has so many awesome catchphrases, but funny part, there are very few people that actually were able to give their opinion and did it well. You have so many people out there that are just saying stuff to, number one, be a part of the conversation, and they're acting like children. Parents
yep.
had the famous phrase, children should be seen and not heard. And social media is that child, you know, out of control.
Trying to be heard.
Where is the parent beating the child? Hey, shut your mouth. No. These people are trying to be part of the conversation when they have no reason to be a part of it. And then indirectly, I'm saying the same thing about us. But all I have to say is that, like Sonny Clark, our stuff gets repeated. And we know
all
that.
The time.
Sonny's gets
all
repeated more than mine. But the Big Dogs was repeated. I remember when Saul got repeated in NASCAR when they were talking about the tires. Remember that? Oh, my God. So, folks, I am being elitist. We know they're listening, and we continue to do what we do because we're going to, because number one, we can. And why do they listen to us? Because we do speak it straight. We speak it from a real fan's perspective who actually does their homework. That's why we talk about it. That's why we do it. I'm sorry, Sonny?
To a point.
We do it. We do. I mean, look, Dream, what is your love? Everyone accuses me of being the baseball guru, and I'm not. And as Big Dog made it very clear to me, there you go, you're talking crap. That Tim is the baseball guru. Actually, Tim is a fantasy guy. He is a fantasy baseball. But Tim does know baseball, there's no doubt. And I'm not willing to wage a battle with Tim right now when it comes to baseball. But, yeah, I love baseball. Big Dog is basketball. Sonny Clark, you're football. Cuervo's football. Brian is college football. I guess we all have a love. Dream, what's your love? And please, honest to God, don't tell me it's golf.
Women's swimsuits. No, I would have to, you know what? I love all sorts of sports all around the board. You know, I think that's why I love the show the most is because we go through like alphabetically and start talking everything. I love baseball, basketball, football. I'll even tune into some college football when nothing else is on. I'll watch Little League World Series shit. Anything I can sit down on a couch and have a beer, I'm good.
There you go. There it is. Yep.
He is all around. And I'll leave that hanging out there for a right there. Mr. Dream is a man for all seasons.
Dream is hanging out in the wind?
He's not hanging out the wind. He is, and for those of you that know, the man that I admire most is Thomas Moore. And he is the original man for all seasons. So, yeah. If I had a chance to meet anyone to have a 5-minute conversation with, which he probably would have the conversation with me out of politeness, because he was a gentleman. It would be St. Thomas Moore. He truly was a man for all seasons. If I would emulate my life, if my life would emulate anyone, it would be Thomas Moore. So there it is. Now you know.
Yep.
Not Yogi Berra Jr.
Big Dogs would be Scarlett Johansson.
What was that?
I said Big Dogs would be Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah. That he wants to emulate or do? I'm just curious.
No, just to spend 5 minutes with.
Oh!
That's 4.5 more than you'll lose.
And then Big Dog would go from basketball to motorsports, right? If he'd want to go motorboating, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, I envy you on that one. Well, alrighty then. Folks, we're going to continue. We're going to try to get a little bit more sports in there because that's what we do here on Sports Talk with the Guys.
I have a question for you.
Home of the Monday Morning Quarterback
on
Saturday. What?
Why are baseball players such pussies?
Because
Melky Cabrera will undergo
surgery
on his little pinky, and he's out for the rest of the season. Keep that shit up. Get back in the goddamn game and play ball.
This is management doing it. Because they have so many millions invested in these ballplayers. I agree, Big Dog. I've been calling pitchers pussies forever. P doesn't mean pitcher anymore. It means pussy. And catcher means... Go we'll leave
well,
it
it's
that.
Easy to it's easy to bench pitchers for the rest of the season when you got 10, 20 more.
Yeah, no, we're up to 20 now. For the longest time, remember, we were at 13, then we went to 15, now we're at 18, and now we've got a 20. Wow.
I hope you've got a pitcher.
No, but I'm telling you that the major leagues will just put pacify them, and they have so many millions invested. That's why. Baseball is a game of football.
It is now.
It definitely didn't used to be. I remember when the
Yankees guys like that would take their pinky to the next finger over, tape it up, and still, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I heard, it's like in hockey. It's like you can have a player die on the bench, wake up 5 minutes later, and try to get put back in the game. I mean, where did the toughness go, man? Come on. It's like there was something about a player when you had that determination, that toughness, that don't take me out of the game. That shooting a free throw out of broken or a torn whatever ligament, you know, torn meniscus, you know, shooting free throws in basketball,
torn
you know,
Achilles
or whatever.
Tendon,
you know?
Get it right.
Whatever.
Torn Achilles tendon. Get it right.
He's torn almost everything by now, but he still plays.
Yeah,
and he still gets bigger contracts than a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, no,
true.
It's like there's no – you don't see that in baseball, you know? It's sad.
Yeah, you know what? I think I might be changing the Cy Young Award winner to the Pussy of the Year. The best pussy of all the pussies. That will be it.
It would have to be least pussy-ish. Least pussy-ish of all the other pitchers.
That's pretty good. You're talking dirty this early in the morning. Now, who was Soriano blew another save? Soriano, as in with the Washington Nationals?
Uh-huh. He said that he has an ERA of 6.98 since the All-Star break. And the manager has said his job is in jeopardy.
Yeah, but didn't they sign him to, like, an 18-year contract? I mean, what's that going to do? I mean, when you have a reliever that comes up, he gets a 4-year deal, $10 million a year. Actually, Soriano was paid. I think he got a 3-year, $45 million. All right. Soriano gets a 3-year, $45 million contract. Get this. And the money's guaranteed, and the manager says, you've been sucking since the All-Star break, and your job is in jeopardy. Let me think about that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, his job is in jeopardy. What are they going to do, send him down to the minor leagues? That's the only way that they could actually punish these. No. The only way they could punish these guys. Because when you're in the minor leagues, they don't carry. Yeah, you're on the bus. They don't carry your own bag. That's what they need to do is start sending these guys to the minor leagues now. Wouldn't that be good, Sonny Clark?
It would be, because then they get a real true idea of what realizing that you are playing a sport to make a living when other people are out there busting their asses daily to try to make a living, and you're doing it just by hitting a ball.
Oh, but wait a minute. Let's see. A management team will not spend $20 million on a minor league player. If they're paying that salary, they're not going to pay for them to be in the minor league. Wow. That's the thing, guys. The teams themselves don't want to get these guys in line. They're afraid of them. They're afraid of alienating them.
Oh, boo-hoo. They can go.
Most of these teams won't bother, though. Dream?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think they need to figure something out, man, because it's one of those things where their ego is too big. You know, their reach is exceeding their grasp. And they need to figure out how to keep these guys in check, keep the Eagles in check. You know, hey, the Yankees figured it out, mostly. You know, so
you
it's
know,
just
guys,
a matter
guys,
of...
Power corrupts,
yep.
And absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when you have a dick, this is like Bill Cosby said. Bill Cosby was asking this guy one time who smokes marijuana. And he says, so why do you smoke? He says, well, it intensifies your personality. Really? But what if the guy's an asshole?
Exactly.
And taking marijuana is just like being paid $1 million for you coming into the major leagues, professional football, whatever. They're signing you for who you are.
And why is the player going to change? So they need to modify the contract to say something like, okay, we're going to pay you.
Oh, they have that stuff, but go ahead, Big Dog.
To say something like, okay, we're going to pay you, like you said, 3 years, $45 million, as long as you're good enough to stay in the majors. We got to send you down, we start paying you minor league money.
Yeah, we'll max
that's
your minor league salary at $20 million or whatever.
Far, there should be no problem with you staying.
I understand that, Big Dog, but I mean, you know, Labor Man, you know, immediately kick the scorekeeper to the side. I am Labor Man, so screw the employer, screw everything. We're right, we're underpaid.
But here's the thing. And all kidding aside, I see abuses, especially from the Marlins. They would immediately send down players to the minor leagues to cut salaries. I would see this happening even from the Bucks. Yeah, I said the Brewers, the Bucks. I could see the Royals doing this. I could see all these teams, when they're throwing their season, they would send these guys to the minors to cut the salary.
Sure.
Even if they're not, what I'm saying is you have to be underperforming. What's the definition of underperforming, Big Dog?
Well, from like Soriano, where he's blown X amount of saves already.
But this guy's a major leaguer with a guaranteed contract.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's
people
why you
go through. People go through. At times,
that's why they go down the minors to tweak
fix things,
and then they come right back up again.
I believe that, Big Dog, but there are. I see this as a rampant way to create grievances, and oh my God!
NFL
yeah.
does it all the time. NFL, they get their $100 million contract, but yet, look at what's his face, the one from the Redskins, that signed a $100 million contract, and a year and a half later, he's out of the league.
Redskins.
And a year and a half later, he's out of the league with no money. Why? Because he couldn't perform anymore. It's exactly the same way you do it. You can't perform, you don't play.
The problem in Major League Baseball is a guaranteed contract.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Then you do it like the way they do it in the NFL.
I don't think they could do it like that for the NFL because there's too much chance of abuse for what Scorekeeper was just talking about. They would never be able to get that part done because there will be Major League Baseball team going, well, geez, I can cut $20 million off of my salary if I dump four players down to the minors. There'd just be too much room for abuse.
I guess you could say that, but, I mean, the NFL doesn't do that. You don't see
– but it's a whole different thing. First of all, the NFL doesn't have minor leagues. So they have guaranteed.
They have the practice squad. You put them over on the practice squad. Same thing.
Only four spots open on the practice squad.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if Peyton Manning all of a sudden starts sucking, you know, and you put him on the practice squad, four players throughout the year.
The reality is, if Peyton Manning plays one game, he gets all of his guaranteed money and they can cut him, and then whatever is not guaranteed, they don't owe them.
Yeah.
And that's actually, he doesn't have to play that game. He just has to show up in uniform or be on the active.
Yeah.
He has to be on the active roster in order to get paid. As soon as he's on the active roster for that weekend, he's guaranteed the $40 million that he signed up for this year.
Hey, speaking of not having to show up and be on the roster, what's the deal with Mr. Rainbow Man down there in Dallas?
Rainbow Man.
Michael Pham.
Oh, you know his name? I don't even know his name.
I'm sorry. I missed that one by a mile. I'm sorry. I guess I'm not up to terms to a lot of things that are said like that.
Right now.
Right now, Scorekeeper, they love him. Right now, everything's positive. There is absolutely no negative whatsoever about
Michael
Pham right
now. Yeah, they haven't played the 49ers yet.
Yeah. well, there you go. in fact, I think what Dallas makes a lot of dumb moves. I mean, let's just put it out there. This might have been the smartest move that the Dallas Cowboys have done in a long time, and I'm going to tell you the reason why.
Cut it out.
Michael Sam's is a great football player, and he proved I'm going to put that out there.
What I've
seen from him in preseason, he's outplayed most players in his position. Now, in the Rams,
God,
they just happen. The Rams
player.
Just happen to have four players in his position.
The Michael Stabs of the world. I mean,
no,
is,
no.
Is that
I'm
what
telling.
You hear from you
I'm telling
the
you
Michael
from
Stabs
the preseason. Listen, scorekeeper, I'm telling you, from the preseason, from what I've seen him in preseason, okay, he has outplayed most people at his position. The problem with the Rams is they have five players in his position, and that's the reason why they couldn't keep him. Now, that's
okay.
The way, and I'm telling you right now, the Dallas Cowboys, he's going to mark this. By week number two, Sims is going to be on the active roster. I don't know if he's on the active roster for this week. He might be on the practice squad right now.
No, he's
but
on,
by week by week
squad.
Three, this guy's going to be active.
Okay, all right.
I gave it to game four.
Okay, that's fair.
Because Dallas's defense sucks so bad.
Well, I'm glad that they got a player that can go on there, but my God, for you to call him great, oh my
yes,
God,
he's
Bunny
a
Clark.
He's a great
oh
football
my.
Player. I'm putting it out there, and I don't care. He's a
oh
and
God.
Here's the reason: when you're the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, I'm telling you right now, if the fact that he didn't come out and say he was gay, he was on a football field and was gonna be good. He's already proven. I'm telling you right now, you put that guy out on the football field, he is a good football player without question.
Okay, Sonny Clark.
The guy's
Clark.
Got a motor. The guy had three.
Yeah,
the guy had three sacks in the preseason and was like number four in tackles. Okay, for the preseason, it's disgusting. The guy's going to be good. This guy needs the opportunity. He just screwed up by coming out and saying he was gay.
Actually, I don't think that was the problem. I think the problem was, I mean, if he's as, no offense, Sonny, but if he's as great as you say, he would have made the team.
Yeah,
no,
because if you're
not with five guys at the same position for the Rams.
Well, no.
The
wait,
Rams
you
are.
Said, wait a minute, you just said he's a great. You said he's a great player, and so on and so forth. If you're that great, you're gonna beat out one of those five guys to be one of the four to make it.
No, the problem,
you know,
the problem there is
the
tenure,
problem
is, though.
He's in the wrong situation because if you would have listened to the defensive player coach, he said Michael Tam did not do anything wrong while he was here. He just didn't wow us. The other guy that made the team that was a walk-on, by the way, that didn't win the ACC Defensive Player of the Year award, outplayed Michael Tam. That's why he made the team.
Were they
and
at
Michael
the same
Tam...
position, Big Dog?
Yes,
the walk-on?
He was.
I didn't know that, so I'll put that out there then. I didn't know that the guy, if he was at the same position as Michael Sam, that was the walk-on. But I'm just from what I've seen.
I've seen him play also. I mean, yeah, he's going to be a very good player. I wouldn't put him great yet.
Okay, hold on.
I used the wrong adjective there. Yeah, I'm
sorry.
You
most definitely used the wrong adjective.
I do apologize. Okay, let's put it this way. He's a damn good player. I'll put it that way.
Oh, my Lord.
Sonny, you got to use the right adjective, man.
Four preseason games. Oh, my
Sonny.
God. Okay, look, first of all. All
right, real quick. I got to say my piece. Sonny, you got to use the right adjective.
No, wait, hold on.
He's not
Whoa.
Good. He's not
Dream.
Great.
Hold on.
He's fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on, guys. We're having technical issues. I can't even mute you guys. And I'm asking everyone to bear with us in the chat room and on the switchboard. We are having technical issues. Because, you know, I would have muted these bastards a while ago, but I couldn't do that. So, everyone who is in there, please bear with us while we get our act together. Dream, for goodness sakes, go ahead.
That was a one and done, man. I can't go back on that. Oh,
I,
man.
Know.
No, he's going to prove more useful to the Cowboys than he would to the Rams. I will say that. I didn't get to watch him in preseason because I kind of feel about preseason football the same way I kind of feel about preseason baseball. You know, you got guys that are just trying to maintain. Then you got the rookies that are trying to earn spots. And then you got all sorts of craziness going on that doesn't really need to be there. You got second strings going against third strings, going against, you know, all sorts of this. So, you know, I don't think that's an accurate judge. You know, I see him, you know, getting maybe some time in the second game, but, you know, I think by the fourth game, I think Big Dog's kind of hitting it spot on. I think by the fourth game, he'll be getting regular minutes for the Cowboys.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are giving Rainbow Man a lot of love because I have nothing for it. Even Big Dog says, I'm so bad. I'm like, hey, guys, you know what? Great. But to have called him great, I mean, I just snapped, Sonny Clark. And I know
okay,
you couldn't hear me.
Geez, Louise. He's going to be good. Okay.
I'm not
going to
let it go, dude. Because you
said,
oh, my God, now we're going to be hearing the Michael Sams of the world. Or I'll draft me a Michael Sam. What the hell is that shit?
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Yes, here we go. Because, my Lord. Okay, but here we go. Chat room is back open. Thanks for bearing with us. Sorry, folks. For those of you that were calling in, we couldn't get to your call. We're going to them now. I do apologize. We were having some issues. Call up from the 402 area code. Please call us back in. We can take your call now. And we have from the 205 area code. Let's get to them right now. Oh, my God.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Finally, I had peanut butter straight in the curve.
What's up, bitches?
Get here. I was actually reading the chat room. Matt Alvarez apparently had breaking news. What is the breaking news, Big Dog, before we go to the southerly gentleman, the southern gentleman?
Southerly gentleman?
Shut up! Southern comfort. We're not going in. Hey, you might be southern comfort. Anyway.
Took a drink.
I hadn't had it.
The southern comfort is already in your coffee, Big Dog.
Matt says that the local news just said that the 49ers have decided to play, to let Raymond Gallo play tomorrow. He's the one, I guess, that got arrested for hitting his wife.
Well, there you go, kid. There you go. But I believe the 49ers said that we're going to let the justice system play out, right? Because
yes.
A man is innocent until proven guilty.
That
led new meaning to San Francisco. A man is in. Yeah, okay, whatever. Let's let it go.
Michael Bonner had a comment right after that saying, why wouldn't he play? He hasn't been convicted of anything yet. What if it comes out that the charges are false?
I agree. Thank you, Michael. I agree. And, Michael, if you were trying to call in, I'm sorry, buddy. Seriously, I do apologize. Our switchboard was giving us problems.
Just like
Speaking
Chad Johnson.
Of, like Chad Johnson. What about Ocho Zero? Ocho
Well, you can call him Ocho Zero all day long, but they accused him of hitting his wife, and he didn't. She was hitting him, and you know, we got into that argument and stuff like that as far as that's concerned, but he never hit her. But the story still – so it could be something like that.
Oh, wait a minute. Big Dog is telling me something. Oh, damn it. Chat room giving me issues again. I apologize. It keeps saying, reconnecting to server. I mean, next to Blog Talk Radio and that whiny wench, I'm getting tired of this reconnecting to server. Shut the hell up. Big Dog just said something about Ocho Zero. What was it?
I remember that. And we, when it came out to hit his wife, we all got on, and we
all got on him.
We gave him the third degree, fourth.
Oh, yeah.
We read him the riot act.
I was a part of this.
Yes, and
yes.
When it came out, we all had to apologize.
There was a massive mea culpa.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Well. And that's why I don't like jumping on the bandwagon.
The reason why we jumped on it because Ocho Single is such an asshole. Then it wasn't a stress to see him hit his wife.
Exactly.
You know, it came out that he didn't. We were like, oh, crap.
Brian, you're in, dude. Jump on the bandwagon, baby.
Man, you guys are way off on Michael Sam. I'm sorry. I was listening. I had to call in, and I'm just sorry to say, but the only reason Michael Sam is not in the league right now is because the NFL made sure the only team to draft him was a team that could easily and justify saying, hey, we're too deep here. We have to let you go. I'm telling you, Michael Sam's at least a third-round talent. He'd have been drafted in the third round had he not come out of the closet.
Yep.
He's SEC Player of the Year. I've watched him play for 3 years. The guy works his ass off, literally. And he plays good ball. I mean, he does. I'm telling you, if you can dominate the SEC like that, shit, why can't you come in the next 2 years and actually be an NFL player?
I will tell you that I appreciate that argument, Brian. I think that is well said. If this guy is the SEC Player of the Year, why is it that he was drafted seventh? That's the serious question, which it's a question that's being asked late here on NDB Media. But it's been asked by a lot of people. And we just haven't had this conversation because, you know, I just don't talk about Rainbow Man. That's my name for him now. Hey, it's all right, but Rainbow is the stuff that you find at the, you know, it's a nice thing. After the rain, this is what you get. You get the nice rainbow. I think it's cool.
I don't know what you mean, though.
It's not what I mean, Big Dog. What is it that I mean? Are we going to be talking about the Michael Sam of the world now? Please tell me we are.
I don't know. He might be.
What, you mean gay guy?
I am going to go postal.
Don't
on
you
the
remember
first
that?
That says that we're going to, you know, the Michael Sams of the world. First one that says that, I swear to God, I'm going postal.
You'll be clumped in with your dirt for the world.
Michael
you know,
Sams of the world.
Sorry.
You mean gay guys?
Scorekeeper.
Michael Sams of the world?
Gay
guys?
Rainbow Man is not a derogatory term. The rainbow was
Thank
God's
you.
Way of saying that the rest of the world shall be properly decorated.
I like it.
Good
I
God.
Like it. All right. Cuervo! Where's Cuervo? Hey, did Cuervo do campus on Cuervo on campus
no,
on your program?
No, he actually got called away at the last minute. He called me, and we're going to do on campus, actually, within the first hour of our show today, so he can get it in. He got called away. He couldn't get it done last night.
Oh, my God. If Cuervo gets called away. You know, Cuervo, I never asked you, and I say this carefully, I never asked you to be an insight source when it comes to military affairs. But if anyone knows anything, it would be Cuervo. But you realize I just built it so I could never use them for a military story. Yeah, thank you, Dree. Thank you. Cuervo is due. His plane, I think he's packed and he's already on his way. Cuervo's due to Southern California very soon. I asked my wife for Huevos Rancheros and she said no. And I said, what the hell? I mean, I got to take these bastards out in the morning? I'm like, okay, fine, I will. So, Cuervo, first in and you – oh. Speaking of Cuervo, hold on, kid. Here we go.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Cool, we get to hear what he thinks of the Michael Sams of the world. You're a dick. You are a dick. You know what? Your middle name is Richard.
Am I a Richard Cranium?
You are a Richard. Nah, you're just a Richard. And I like that. Richard, I forgot about Richard Cranium. You are a dickhead.
God, my Lord. Good morning, Cuervo. I'm sorry.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Oh,
good morning, Cuervo.
What a style morning. You know what? The first half of the program was going along, doing very well, but somehow it turned hostile.
I heard you had a question for me, Scorekeeper.
Yeah, Scorekeeper, you have a question for me.
Holy crap. I always on campus with Cuervo. Are you guys going to do the program right now, right after us?
Yeah, I asked somebody to if we could kind of integrate it with the break it down. We're gonna break some college football down before everything starts. So we're gonna get that done, and then I guess whatever you guys want to talk about after that. But I heard you mention something else too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Are you en route? Are you on your way to Southern California now?
No, it's going to be a few more weeks. I'm not due to go out there till the end of the month. So I'll be leaving at the end of the month.
Okay. Okay, so folks, you heard it right now, Cuervo. First time you head on out here, we're going to have to meet a little earlier because my wife has flat out said no huevos rancheros. She said, you know how hard it is to make? Hold on, wait. Oh, no, my wife actually said, you know how hard it is to make? I said, wait a minute, you're asking me how hard it is to cook? You're a woman. What's your problem? Oh, I didn't finish that sentence.
Yeah, you're done.
I did not finish that sentence. So the reality is that I will be taking you guys out to breakfast before we do the program.
She ain't getting her ass up for that. That's what she's saying. I love her. Tell her I love
actually,
her.
No, no, no. He genuinely asked for huevos rancheros. So I, at least for the very first time, we have to get huevos rancheros. And all of us do because I ain't getting any over here. I ain't getting huevos rancheros.
Well, we don't even get any.
No, I'm actually getting some. But I have to tell you that I did not finish that sentence. To this day, I can't even finish it on air. So we lost Dream. Dream's going to work. Thank you, Dream, for joining us. Michael Bonner is in the chat room. Michael says he does have a program, and he does it tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So if you guys want to tune into it, Michael Bonner, thanks for joining us there, pal. Anyway, yeah, Cuervo, I really can't wait for you to be out here, and I can't wait for you to do a program. But, yeah, it's going to be a little early for you there, pal. I'm sorry.
No, it's not going to bother me. Trust me. I was up for 22 hours yesterday, so... Yeah.
Military. He's just,
I'll be
no, it's not that he's military. He's still a young man.
That too.
Yeah, that's the thing. So what
that
we're
helps.
Gonna probably have to do is we're probably gonna have to there's a Norm, there's a Denny, there's a lot. Will you shut up about my VHS tape? This is when I was on Star Trek. See that? Star Trek Adventure, that's my VHS tape.
Denny does Dallas.
Shut the hell up, you moron. So while you guys, shut up, big dog. Please play it. Oh my God, you broke my VHS tape. The big dog just saw a VHS tape on my desk, and it is when I was on Star Trek Adventure at Universal Studios. Yeah, I'd love to transfer, but I'm not going to transfer it. I don't. So anyway. Anyway, folks, Cuervo is going to be joining us very soon. We're going to make out all those things.
You're going to make out?
Shut up! Will you just... I said we're going to make out those details. Let me finish, you moron! God.
We have trouble finishing, so...
And wow, there's some truth to that. There is some truth to that.
Before we go anywhere else, I do
want to... go to hell. You can go to hell, big
no,
dog.
This is actually a good story.
Oh,
before,
what?
Before we...
We're leaving Rainbow Man?
Yes, we're leaving Rainbow Man. The Cincinnati Bengals, I wanted to give them props. I'll give them a side.
I find that hard to believe.
Me too, but when I read the story, I had to make sure I found it, and I wanted to get this out over the air. They cut a player from the team, but they brought him on the practice
squad. Oh, I know
spot.
What you're talking about, yes.
And the reason why they did it is defensive tackle Devon Steele found out Saturday that he'd been cut from the Bengals. But that he had been given a second chance for his daughter, who is 4 years old, who has been diagnosed with stage 4 pediatric cancer. He understood why he was cut because he was missing meetings, he was missing practices, and he understood that it is a business. So he took it all in stride. But what he didn't know is on Saturday when he got cut, he understood on Monday they signed him to the practice squad. And what that means is he will receive his medical insurance and still get a weekly salary of $6,300 a week while he's on the practice squad. Now, also what that means is that he doesn't have to travel with the team, so he can stay at home with his daughter more to take care of her. And I just wanted to give props to the Cincinnati Bengals because, you know, we all talk, this is a multi-billion-dollar industry for these owners. They could have not given a crap about him, you know, and his daughter, but they did, you know, and you don't see that from big businesses like that where they actually care about one particular person, you know, who has maybe a sick daughter or whatever, but Cincinnati was able to say, you know what, yeah, we understand why he's missed it, but he needs to take care of his daughter. We're going to help this guy out, and I just want to give props to them, and, you know, usually you don't see that much from any professional sports team.
Yeah, Are you guys familiar with that story? Anyone want to comment about that right now?
Wow.
If not,
silence.
Did we lose everybody?
No, they're there.
Okay.
I did read about that too, Big Dog. I just have serious reservations that this made the news because the insurance company now has a claim against the employer. And they could actually say, well, we're not going to pick this up because we know why you're doing this, and this is going to run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. This
well,
should not have gone public.
True, I mean, but they could turn around and say, well, okay, he wasn't good enough to make it onto the regular team, but he's still good enough to make the practice team.
Story's already out, Big Dog. Story's already out.
Well, the Cincinnati is not saying that that's why they did it. We know, I mean, we're reading between the lines. But Cincinnati is not saying, well, we kept him on the practice squad because of. They're saying, hey, he missed practices because of personal reasons, but he's still good enough to make this team later on, so we're putting him on the practice squad for now.
All right.
I mean, that's going to be their way
well,
around.
I hope, because I can tell you from personal experience, it doesn't matter if you're covered or not. If the insurance gets a wild hair up
yeah.
your ass.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's any fraud, they will, yeah, they'll go after it. Sonny Clark, anything you'd like to add to that?
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't. I was listening as I was walking back and forth because I was warming up my coffee and everything. And as far as that's concerned, that being said, as far as the health insurance and the things of that sort, it's going to be an interest. This case is going to be one that. You figure, what can go on in the NFL that hasn't happened? Well, there you go. And that being said, I don't know. Here's what I know about the insurance company, and I'm an expert. They're going to deny this claim. They're going to deny it because simple fact of the matter is that it is what it is. They won't. The insurance company won't win because the ultimate situation here is really simple. He's an employee of the Bengals, straight out. It doesn't even matter the reason. He's an employee. The Bengals don't have to explain themselves as far as who they have as a quote-unquote employee. That's just simple. Now, will it cost the Bengals later on down the road from the insurance company, and the insurance company will figure out a way to get the money back in a different way? That's exactly what insurance companies do. They've been doing it for 50, 60 years. So they'll figure out a way to get their money back in reality from it, whether it be from another insurance company or somebody else. The insurance company has been in business because they know how to do their business. And the initial claims that will go against for his daughter will be denied. They'll fight it in court. They'll be told to pay it. If they don't pay it, they will get reprimanded from the insurance commission. And if that's enough, then everything will get paid and everybody will be happy. But it will come back sooner or later somehow. And so that's how it works. That the insurance industry is one of those industries that if you don't know how to fight, you lose, and that's where they make their money. Because the longer they don't pay you, the more money they make.
Yeah. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. And I can tell you from that. But, Sonny, there is one caveat, is that this is a public case. A lot of people know about this. And if the insurance company were to actually deny this claim, the backlash would be pretty serious.
Absolutely.
And we are talking about a 4-year-old child with cancer.
And this was also, to make it even more so that it's out there, you know, in the public, this was broadcast on Good Morning America.
Oh, okay. Now it's out in the public.
Even more so.
See, I want to know how that got out. That's got to be something. I mean, if someone leaked something really bad, someone's in trouble. It's a simple fact of the matter is that because that goes back to what Scorekeeper says about privacy and health and everything else. If a player discloses that he doesn't want to know what's going on, it to be public about what's going on, they can do that. But in this instance, it's not him directly. It's a relative. So I don't know how that whole thing works, and I'm sure a scorekeeper probably knows that as well.
Well, I appreciate that, Sonny Clark. I mean, we are all familiar with HIPAA rules. And you know what the HIPAA rules are? You can't say anything personal about someone's health.
Yep.
That's the way it is. That's just the way it is, without them giving you permission.
And you know that if you go into any pharmacy, whether it be Rite Aid, CVS, Walgreens.
There's like, oh my God.
Target, Walmart.
But you're waiting in line.
Costco. You're waiting in line. You'll hear everybody's business, and you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
And you even hear the pharmacist talking crap about, you know, someone.
Oh,
I have not heard. Oh, yeah.
I remember working in the pharmacy, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, at the Walgreens now, in our, at least in Texas, because that's the only one I go into, they actually have a line, okay, that is 20 feet behind the counter, and no one can come up while someone is actually speaking with someone. So at least that's what they're doing here in Texas. I don't know what they're doing now, but it is a direct result of what the HIPAA laws are.
Sonny Clark, it's the exact same thing over here. They have a sign that says, for patient confidentiality, don't go up. But then you have all the illegals who see a line, and what's their first predisposition? You step over the goddamn line and go straight up to the front. And then you have Asians who don't understand what a line is, and they're automatically right up there, even though when you're in line. And that was about as racist as I can get on a Saturday morning.
I wasn't going to say it. I'm glad you said it. What?
The funny thing is, no one can call me a racist because it's true. It's true, damn it. We know this is what they do, and that's just the way it is. I mean, guys, I mean, nothing against our men in service, but when you're in the line for a pharmacy, you know, you're scanning the periphery, you're on full combat alert. For those whoever it is to cut you off, whether it be the little old ladies that know that they have a walker that's fake and they fake cutting you off, or you just get, as I mentioned, some certain races of predisposition, and you just get lazy people who are stupid. You're in line, and then they call off Gonzalez, White, Sanchez, and they all run up. Like, no, you dumb bastard. They're telling you your prescription's ready. Get in line! I have definitely lost all goodwill and all the others. But guys, call me. I dare you to tell me it's not true. And the funny thing is, Big Dog
good
just shaking his head. Sonny Clark's laughing because it's true, damn it. You know those little old ladies with the walkers. You know they're fake.
That's almost like there's no Mexicans working at a Chinese restaurant cooking your food. Yeah, right. Wink, wink.
Well, you know the funny thing is? I've noticed in Mexican restaurants, you know who the cooks are?
Chinese.
Chinese restaurants are Mexican.
Okay, left turn.
Okay, folks, we are messing around. You guys know we are. But you know what's cool about the pharmacy? We're just having fun, guys, this morning. Like, it's the way it is. But so, I noticed, Sonny, were you laughing more at my calling the Asians not believing in lines, or were you laughing at the illegal seeing a line? And they're like, oh, I'm going over that.
I don't remember the conversation.
He doesn't remember the conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mad cow.
You are listening to Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We told you, when we're on air, no one is safe. No one. I can't stop for smiling because I'm really pissed off about it. You know, there's a line. Linea. Achtung. There's a line.
You know, Michael invented the line?
Who?
The angel Michael. Have you seen the movie called Michael with John Travolta?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell us now, Mr. Sonny Clark.
Yeah, in the movie called Michael, where he plays the angel Michael, you know, from the days, and you know, of the biblical area. He plays Michael, an angel, and according to the movie, Michael invented lines. He just saw everybody standing around talking to God, and he said, "Well, why don't we just form a line?" And he invented forming lines. There you go.
Michael the Archangel. Way to go, yes. Michael. So you must be the patron saint of the British people, because if there's anyone that can cue, it's a British person.
By the way, Michael, one of my favorite movies, by the way, and I'm not religious. Got to watch it. It's good. It makes my heart happy, I guess you can say.
Oh, by the way, folks, when I post pictures at work, there's a very famous little list that I have. It's usually on my desktop. And for those of you that are following me on my Facebook, I'm going to put a little prize out there. Oh, we got breaking news from CNN. What is it, Big Dog? What happened? It's going to... It's about Obama? Yeah, it's not breaking. Anyway, for those of you that are following me on Facebook, and for those of you that are following me everywhere and anywhere, there's a little yellow paper that I put on my desktop that I take pictures deliberately so someone can read it. And this, I had to remove it off my desk, but there's a little ticket. It usually has 10 tasks on it. And here are, and I did it on purpose because I was talking about not having anything to do, and I wrote up a task list. And one person magnified the image, and it's true. This is what it says on my task list. Number one, it says, things to do today. Number one, take a dump. Number two, pick my nose. Three, F with management. Number four, take a break. Number five, F with management. Number six, go home for lunch. Number seven, F with management. Number eight, take a break. Number nine, complete data entry. And number 10, log off system. I did it as a joke, and someone actually read it, and they thought it was kind of funny. So here it is, folks. Sometime this week, I'm going to post an image on Facebook, and it will be a desktop. And first one that finds it and can post the image and sends a confirmation to my Twitter account, I will be more than happy to send him a $5 PayPal gift just for playing. You heard it here at the very last few minutes of Sports Talk with the Guys. If you can
crap.
Identify the
I got to go. I got to get on my show. And are we transitioning or no?
No. You know, we're just going to go over to yours. Don't worry. Just start your program.
All right.
We're going to go over
we'll
to
see yours. You later. Bye.
All right, folks. We are down in 2 minutes. So you get a $5 PayPal thank you. You've got to be the first one to find the image, locate the yellow. It's not a yellow sticky. It's a notepad. It's just a yellow note. It's a little card. It's like 4 inches by 5 inches. No, not even that. It's about 3 or 4. And first one that points it out, $5 PayPal gift just for listening to the last few minutes of Sports Talk with the Guys. And you have to tell me, I may rewrite it, so you're going to have to magnify the image and tell me what task 6 is. So there we go, folks. That's a little thank you for listening, staying all the way at the end of Sports Talk with the Guys. And remember, I only work, I'm only at my place of employment from Monday through Thursday. So you're going to have to tell me what task number 6 is, and you're going to have to, and use our Twitter feed, either NDB Media or Roger D. Noriega for the Twitter feed. So, folks, thanks for listening. We're going down to the Break It Down show on campus with Cuervo right now over at the Couch Potato Sports Show. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Michael. And we're out of here. So we'll see you guys. Matt, thanks, buddy. And we're out of here. So, peace! See you guys on the other side. Let's end this one properly. How do we end it? End it, stupid. Come on. Where is he? Okay, let's do this one.
Those are Doritos. Doritos, ladies and gentlemen. You want to score with this guy? You want to make him happy? Doritos Cool Ranch, baby.